Hey, Carla.
Yes.
Very good. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Wednesday PM session, January 31st, 2018, of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman?
Here.
Udaly?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will help everyone feel comfortable, welcome, respected, and safe at the meeting, and also ensure that decorum is maintained for everyone. If you are called upon to give public testimony, please state your name for the record. We do not need your address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that. And if you're here representing an organization, please identify the organization. There will be an opportunity for people to testify, and if you want to do so, you need to sign up with the clerk. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light's going to light up, and when your time is done, the red light will come on. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting others' testimony or interrupting during council deliberations is not allowed. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there is a disruption, I'll issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who is disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected is subject to arrest for trespass. If you want to show your support for something, simple thumbs up is good. If you don't like something, a simple thumbs down works. Please don't shout out. With that, we will get to our first item today, item 107. Please read the item, Carla. Mm-hmm.
Appoint Albert Lee, Vadim Mozrowski, and reappoint Kristen Malone, Julie Falk, to the Citizens Review Committee Advisory Board to the Independent Police Review, a division of the City Auditor's Office.
Director Sevier.
Good afternoon, Mayor, members of Council. Constantine Sevier, Director of the City of Portland's Independent Police Review, and it is my honor today to bring before you four very qualified individuals to serve a three-year term on the Citizen Review Committee. Two members will be new to the Citizen Review Committee, Albert Lee and Vadim Mozrowski. Just briefly, Mr. Lee is a graduate of Creighton University and received a law degree from George Washington University. He is currently the Dean of Business and Computing at Portland Community College. Mr. Mozrowski is a graduate of the University of Texas and has served as a clerk at the Texas Court of Appeals, United States District Court for the Southern District of Texas, and the Supreme Court of the Republic of Palau. He currently works as an administrative law judge with the Social Security Administration. Ms. Malone received her Bachelor of Arts degree in liberal arts from Sarah Lawrence and her law degree from the University of Texas, and served as a judicial law clerk for John Rogers at U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. Ms. Falk is a graduate of Swarthmore College. I definitely get that right. And she serves as an executive director at Bitch Media. She is originally from Kentucky and moved to Portland in 2006. The applicants that we have before you are...
I just have to say, I think that's the first time that has been uttered by a staff person in my time on the office.
That's where she works, ma'am. I wanted to make sure... You know, actually, we've said that before. I remember the first time we were slightly transgressive about that. So the applicants that we have before you are highly qualified, and that is a testament to the hard work of the IPR staff, in particular Irene Konev. As you know, getting community members to volunteer their time to serve on the Citizen Review Committee, which serves a very important task, which hears appeals of police misconduct cases, makes policy recommendations to the mayor, the police bureau, chief of police, as well as the city auditor, is an incredibly important task. It cuts into a lot of people's spare time and is very difficult for us to get qualified applicants and for us to have the level of just skill and professional experience with the current applicants is absolutely outstanding. And I'd like to take right now just to thank Irene for her hard work. So at this point, that is just my recommendation to you for you to appoint these people to serve a 3-year term on the Citizen Review Committee.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions for Director Sevier? Commissioner Fish?
Are we going to hear directly from the candidates?
They are. I forewarned them that council may want to hear from them, so they are prepared to speak on their behalf if you would like to hear from them.
I don't want to change up the order. I mean, would it be appropriate for each candidate just to say a couple words, Mayor?
Why don't we invite them? They're sure. Here. Made the effort to be here. I'd certainly like to give them that opportunity.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on up.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I think all of you know me. I'm Kristen Malone. I've just completed, or I'm about to complete, my first 3-year term on the committee. I've been the chair for almost 2 years. It is, as Director Sevier said, challenging and time-consuming, but I really do believe we're doing excellent work. I'm excited to have these new people joining us. We've had a couple new members in the past 6 months or so who have really brought a new energy and excitement to what we're doing. And I think that in the next year-ish, hopefully, you'll be hearing more from the committee about how we can improve our processes and increase transparency. I think that's one of the most valuable things we've been doing, and I'm really excited to continue the work.
Thanks, Kristen. And I just want to personally thank you for the time that you've spent with me and members of my team to help us coordinate and understand the work of your committee and the needs of your committee. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, members of the City Council. My name is Albert Lee. I'm currently the Dean for Business and Computing at Portland Community College. I consider this a high honor to be a member of the Citizens Review Committee, and I should hope to be installed. I believe that this is a great civic duty and one that I feel is very important to have oversight over the Police Bureau.
Thank you.
Thank
We're
you.
Delighted to have you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Vinny Mazursky, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. Some of you I've met before, and some of you I look forward to meeting in the near future. I moved to Portland several years ago and was welcomed here, and I feel it's very important as a citizen of the city to give back, and I hope to be able to do that to the best of my ability. I am working with tremendous individuals and great staff at the IPR who I have had training with recently and have been educated on a lot of the issues that are before us, and once again, look forward to serving. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks.
Just want to observe something about the University of Texas Law School.
I don't know what my stepbrother went there and went on to become a white-collar criminal defense attorney doing FISA court work, and he had a great experience there. So, and sir, I noticed in your resume, Mr. Mazursky.
Yes, sir.
It says you're on the steering committee for Project Search. We're currently doing a pilot with Project Search at one of our utilities with the hope of making it a permanent program here at the city. What drew you to that work? And Project Search places people with intellectual disabilities in full-time employment opportunities.
Well, my background working for the Social Security Administration has intersected with people who have faced various adversities in life, including disabilities and challenges. And it's always, I think, to the benefit of individuals to be able to find employment that coincides with the difficulties that they face and allows them to be able to be productive citizens. And so Project Search, I think, is a great foundation for that in helping people find those jobs through internships. And it's my understanding that the current individuals that are going through those internship projects here in Portland are doing a very good job. And as I understand it, will be able to find work in the near future, and I think that is a great opportunity for individuals. I think anybody that can participate in that process should do the most they can.
Well, thank you for your service.
That's great. Thank you. Colleagues, any further questions? Excuse me. Very good. Public testimony?
Yes, we have four people signed up.
Very good.
The first three, please come on up, are Dan Handelman, Regina Hannon, and Robert West.
Dan, would you like to start, please?
Well, Ms. Hannon asked if she could go first.
Oh, very good. Absolutely. Thank you.
Mayor Wheeler and members of the council, my name is Regina Hannon, and I'm a member of Portland Cop Watch. With few exceptions, I have been attending the Citizen Review Committee meetings for years, and I understand you're going to be appointing the two new members and the two returning members. However, I am concerned that the CRC is not truly representative of our whole community. It is made up mainly of professionals, and I am particularly concerned about the houseless community. In my many contacts with that community, I have found they are particularly treated poorly by the Portland police. They are subject to sweeps. They have their belongings confiscated, and they are frequently stopped and asked to produce their ID. Yet, there is no one from that community or from any agency that assists them that are members of the CRC, and I believe this is an issue that needs to be addressed and worked on. I'm also concerned about the committee which interviewed and ultimately selected the new members of CRC. It is possible that not one of them on the current selection committee had even attended a CRC meeting. I find that unacceptable and astounding, and that absolutely needs to be remedied before the next round of applications begins. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Mayor and Council. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. Used to being here in the morning. We don't have any serious concerns about the individuals being reappointed to the Citizen Review Committee or the appointment of Mr. Mazursky. However, we are concerned about the comment made by Mr. Lee in his application about his lifelong friend in the St. Louis Police Department. I'll quote from the application. On special assignments, including Ferguson and riot control, after difficult judicial decisions, as a black officer, he has faced ire and discontent from some parts of the black community. He is an excellent officer and one that I'm trying to personally recruit to Portland. So this statement appears to indicate that Mr. Lee doesn't understand why community members might be upset with an officer of color who participates in violent crackdowns against protests, which are dubbed riots by those in charge, when only a few people are causing property damage or other potentially criminal acts. That he wants to recruit his friend to the Portland police indicates he may have a hidden bias in favor of the police point of view, which make him not the kind of neutral candidate we want from the CRC. However, moreover, these two men are filling seats vacated by African-American women, Julie Ramos and Kiasha Ford, the former of whom resigned without comment in October, and the latter chose not to reapply. There should be some due diligence about why that might have happened. There's potential that CRC will be going to one of the to a less diverse group. It had two Latinas on it before, three African-American women, and seven of its 11 members were female. These appointments will make CRC evenly split of five men and five women. The Latina member, Maricela Rivera, resigned about a month ago, and her replacement will be presented to you on February 21. We've also repeatedly brought up the concern that CRC went from a group which perhaps had too many retirees to one that's tending to exclude older members. At this point, Mr. Mazursky, who is under 50, will be the eldest member of CRC. In a group that requires a lot of time from its volunteers, it would behoove IPR to send more retirees to council for confirmation. It's very hard for them to get their work groups together to meet even these days. We remind you here that Portland Cop Watch warned council last April about reappointing Mr. Jim Young, who missed more meetings than he attended. The mayor requested that Mr. Young promise to attend meetings by phone when he couldn't be there in person. He agreed to that, but then resigned 3 months later. We understand the need for the auditor to be independent, and we certainly don't want City Council stacking CRC with some political appointees, but you are given the statutory authority to approve or reject these appointments for a reason, as a check and balance to the auditor's office, which has perhaps lost perspective in some way. We respectfully submit that this may be the case at this point. The auditor is also asking you to add two people who are or were lawyers, always a concern of being too much in that direction. Chair Malone is an attorney. Mr. Young and Ms. Ford were also former attorneys. Ms. Hammond noted that there are no houseless people being chosen. This analysis is coming to you from a group that's attended every CRC meeting since its inception. It's a lot more than the members, as you heard, of the selection committee have done. And the CRC used to bundle the applications with the council paperwork, and for some reason it wasn't included this time. I noticed last year they included them in April and September, but not in August. So it's just inconsistent. Can I just wind up? I got one more paragraph.
Yeah, sure.
Since IPR has wised up and set aside four applications for other people to step in if anyone should resign or be disqualified, we urge council to consider delaying Mr. Lee's appointment until the February 21 session and have the auditor bring forward the two most neutral candidates at the time. Perhaps he is one of those two.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Robert West with Film the Police 911, and I do have the same concerns as Portland Cop Watch about Lee. I do like the idea that the group is has representatives of all the different racial groups. I don't think there's any Asians on it, though. These meetings need to be set up so that, you know, people of all groups are represented. And that's one concern I have, is that there's no or very little Asians on it. I haven't attended within the last 6 months. But one thing I noticed is it's mostly white and a few blacks. And I didn't like that then, and I don't like that, and I don't like the idea of most of it. I think that it should be split up amongst the different groups, not necessarily nationalities, but racial groups: whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, stuff like that, Indians, whatever groups there are in the city of Portland. I'm sure you can find people that are willing to sit on that board and listen to what the public has to say about their police officers and listen to the complaints. And that's what I wanted to bring up.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks, all three of you.
The last person who signed up is Eli Ritchie.
My name is Eli Ritchie. I was born and raised in the city of Portland. Matter of fact, I wasn't really prepared to testify today. I'm really here more with questions. For one, it has to do with and to make sure we stay on topic, the independent police review, which I actually, at this point, video my encounters with IPR, I've lost absolute faith in any accountability for individuals that are filming the police in the city of Portland. And I would just simply refer everybody to my YouTube channel, which is Son of Hightower, Police Academy, inspired from the 1980s. The character Hightower, I thought that it would be kind of a funny solution and offer the city an opportunity to see Cop Watch in a different perspective, but unfortunately the city seems to have buried their head in the sand further and further. My first interview ever scheduled with IPR was scheduled with an individual named Eric Berry. He's an investigator with IPR, and it was scheduled by a Portland police officer. In fact, the desk sergeant, I believe, at Portland Police, I haven't identified the individual. I've gone on my way to do that, still seeking answers from the city. But I have recorded it. I'm not sure if that's best procedure or not. And when I asked that question on camera, I was asked not to film anymore. And since I've been banned from actually going into IPR, and the reason being is I guess that it was because I was filming from the public sidewalk. I had asked some security guards about the public notice that's on the window out front, and that was used to ban me from IPR. I'm in the process of appealing that right now, but I really have no faith in the new people coming in. I really have no faith at this point. I really want to have faith. I really want these questions. I really like some answers to these questions. And you know, until then, I would just recommend that the people of Portland really take this independent police review idea and really embody it for themselves. And so I consider myself an independent police review person. And that's because, again, I haven't seen very much independence in the public review board here in the city. So with that, you guys, thank you very much for your time.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you. Colleagues, any further questions or thoughts before I call the roll? Commissioner Fish.
No.
Please call the roll, Carla.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Thank you, Ms. Malone, for being willing to serve again. I do look forward to hearing some of the changes that you're the policy changes that Council will be considering. I want to thank Julie Ramos, who was my liaison to the CRC and who I met with as she was telling me that she was leaving the committee. I very much appreciate her monthly updates to me and letting me know what's going on, and appreciate her service. Aye.
Fish?
These are four outstanding candidates, two new members and two being reappointed. I'm grateful to both for someone to step up and take this on as a new assignment. This is a very challenging work, and we're looking for great people, and I think we have four outstanding candidates. And to the two individuals being reappointed who are continuing with it, we have a special thanks that you're continuing to prioritize this service. Because we know you have a very busy life, and we're grateful for your service. So thank you all. Aye.
Saltzman.
Yes, thank you for your willingness to serve and to serve again. Appreciate it very much. Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you for your service. Aye.
Wheeler.
I appreciate Mr. Handelman noting that there's a bit of a back and forth here. The independent police review process is intended to be separate from the city council, separate from the police bureau, and certainly separate from me as the police commissioner. And so I want to call that out and acknowledge what was said. And it's for that reason that I'm very reluctant to micromanage the selection process. That being said, I think the candidates that have been put forward here are outstanding. And I appreciate the willingness of people of this caliber to step forward and be able to volunteer on what is obviously a very, very challenging but extremely important commission. So thank you for your service. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted. Colleagues, we're going to take a 5-minute break because the next item is a time certain at 2:30. We will convene at 2:30, and we will take up the proclamation on Black History Month. We are in recess.